Dun, 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 dun. It's What a Wacky Week, the podcast.
Oh, for the love of bad Irish accents. It's an Irish episode. 101.
Well, hi there, and welcome back, Waxters. My name is Tim Hunter, and here we are with the St. Patrick's Day week edition of the Wacky Week podcast. Got a St. Patrick's Day broadcast for you, Alice Porter and yours truly, live from the Kirkland Roaster and Ale House. Just a few years difference between then and now. Nothing more interesting than hearing serial numbers read on the radio. And this is going back to the days when you fax things in. Fun to hear Jeannie Lockhart, who has since passed away, doing the traffic for us. Who knew Faith Hill was a KLS My listener back then? And this is also back when I had to make the choice of changing my name. Tom Hutler was the midday guy. It would have been ridiculous to have Tom Hutler going into Tim Hunter in the afternoon. So I talked management into settling for making it Tim J. Hunter. So I threw a middle initial in, and there we go. This is also back in the days when I did commercials for the brand new winery in town, Columbia Crest. Enjoy this St. Patrick's Day broadcast.
In beautiful downtown Kirkland, Tim J. McHunter, Alice O. Porter, everybody Irish is here. We have leprechauns, Chaka Khans, Madeline Khans, ex-cons. Right now, if you happen to bump into us today in our lucky limos and we gave you one of those scratch and win lottery tickets, compliments of KLSY, get it out, have it handy, because we're going to read some serial numbers. If that serial number matches the one on your ticket, you have won a pair of emerald earrings from Clue & Company Jewelers and a dinner certificate from The Roaster. Okay, here we go. Serial numbers. We're going to run these by you. 3811-899-201.
Second one is 3811-908-227.
3811-894-316.
3822-899-375.
And 3811-908-111. If you missed the numbers, if they weren't quite clear, if you wrote on your dashboard and you can't read it, no problem. You can call up our station. Tony Marcus is standing by with those numbers and you can verify, see if you won those earrings and all kinds of good things. All right, standing by in about 20 minutes or so, we're going to let you know the full story of Radio Bingo Game Number 3 with our Radio Bingo Cash Flash. The Untold Story, coming up at 5:10 this afternoon right here on 92.5 KLSY. 92.5 KLSY. Good afternoon. Tim J. McHunter and Alice O. Porter having a bit of a Blarney time here at the Kirkland Roaster and Ale House. Alice has been kissing that Blarney stone so much, darn thing has a hickey. I tell you, we're getting out of hand. Good afternoon. We've got nine in a row underway, and our KLSY Radio Bingo Cash Flash coming up in about 5 minutes here on 92.5 KLSY. Good afternoon. 5:10 on a finally Friday afternoon of St. Patty's Day at 92.5 KLSY. Time for our 92.5 KLSY Radio Bingo Cash Flash to let you know how this week went. And boy, it went big. You know, there for a while we thought, oh boy, we're going to have to roll this week's $30,000 to next week. It's going to be $40,000 on Monday.
Oh, and wouldn't that be a big payoff?
That would have been incredible. But there were people out there trying to prevent it.
No.
And we had a total of three winners around the sound. We ended up with Faith Gill of Bothell, who was down here with her husband a little while ago, but they had to leave in the limo. Life is tough.
They've got a lot of money to spend now.
That's right. Sharon Jacobson of Kent was another winner. She came through, got a bingo, got through, and just screamed her little head off.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, our third winner is with us here, Gail Hoffman of Redmond. Gail, how does it feel?
Oh, it's great. It's crazy down here. We're having a great time, and just everybody keeps paging me and telling me congratulations that I'm their best friend.
Well, yeah, you work with Pizza Hut, and
right.
You sent out a fax right away, or they sent out a fax
to let all... They sent out a fax over all the units and let them know that I had won at least $10,000, and people have been paging me all afternoon. It's been great.
Now, initially, you were going to do Hawaii and maybe pay a bill off or two and,
right.
And just kind of kick back. Has that changed at all since you've been here?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, Julie was talking to me about possibly going on the KLSY Maui trip and, you know, teaming up with everybody from KLSY, and it sounds great.
Oh, wow. You can't beat it.
Yes.
You bet. So you're about to get on the phone and make travel reservations.
Yes, I am. Yes,
oh,
I am.
Life is tough. Now, you got your card at a Taco Time.
Taco Time in Redmond.
In Redmond.
Yes.
Hot card there.
Yes.
A card that you have could be worth $10,000.
It's great.
Isn't this fun?
It hasn't set in yet, I don't think. It's going to set in tonight, probably.
When you add it into your balance and your checkbook,
yes.
It's just going to feel so good.
Very good.
If you don't have a Radio Bingo card yet, what the heck are you waiting for? They're free for the asking, available at Taco Time, but only while they last, and the card you have could help you win up to $10,000. So you make absolutely sure you get that card over the weekend and you join the Breakfast Club Monday morning at 7:10 when we begin game number 4 with $10,000 in that jackpot. Monday morning, 7:10, right here on your Radio Bingo station, 92.5 KLSY. Of the 92.5 KLSY St. Patrick's Day Party here at the Kirkland Roaster and Ale House. It's 5:15, midway through another 9 in a row. Let's check on the drive home with Jeannie Lockhart in the KLSY Traffic Center.
And the worst area right now, southbound I-5 south of Spokane Street. Very heavy out of the downtown area. Northbound, you'll find it slow from Lake City Way to...
KLSY Weekend Weather Watch. Enjoying the luck of the Irish today. Expecting showers tonight, though, and looks like rain tomorrow. Highs near 50. 52 degrees right now at KLSY. Rock 92.5 KLSY, Christopher Cross and DJ Hunter. I was the one not singing. Alice O'Porter, all hanging out here at the Kirkland Roaster and Ale House. If you missed our 5:10 Radio Bingo Cash Flash, some good news. Good things happen in threes. We had Faith Gill of Bothell, Sharon Jacobson of Kent, and Gail Hoffman of Redmond all peeling the wallpaper off their walls this afternoon. All three won this week. So we have $10,000 for each of those as our jackpot was up to 30 grand. That means Monday morning at 7:10 when we start game number 4, we will be playing for our $10,000 kickoff jackpot. And by golly, this is going to be a lot of fun. You've got to do it. You've got to get a card at Taco Time. Get in on this because we've got, what, another 9 more weeks left to play. $10,000. You can do it. You can do it. You can get home. We promise you. We're going to have Jeannie Lockhart guide you there in the KLSY Traffic Center. Brought to us by Scan Design.
Well, both bridges to the east side looking all right this afternoon, but expect heavy traffic on both westbound I-90 and 520 into Seattle to Boeing Field. You'll find it very heavy in the S-curves of southbound 405 because of an earlier disabled at South Center, and northbound 405 backed up from Bellevue to Totem Lake.
A happy St. Patrick's Day to you wherever you might be. If you'd like to sneak on down here and join us at the Kirkland Roaster and Ale House, you might be able to squeeze in. It's a little packed right now, but they are going to go until the midnight hour and beyond. We are going to be here on the air till 7, so... And it's St. Patty's Day is so much fun. Heck, you got to wait 2.5 more months until Memorial Day, 3-day weekend. So let's make our own and get in and into the spirit of whatever you're doing, though. You know, pace yourself, take it easy, drive careful, call a cab. Don't hesitate if you need to do that. Some people tend to do that, and that's fine. Give that cab a call. But you know, historians, you know, they tend to mess with your legends. They're trying to dethrone our heroes. Such is the case with St. Patrick's Day. Now a group of Irish historians are saying that St. Patrick didn't drive all the snakes out of Ireland with a stick. No. They're saying he used an automatic. Huh.
KLSY.
I have the bingo.
And Tacoma. Plus, Scan Import on Bell Red Road.
Well, the weekend is here. Ain't it grand? I know you've been working hard all week, and now all of a sudden that guy on the radio is going to talk about Monday. Well, I'm only going to bring it up shortly, just long enough to let you know it's going to be the first official day of spring. You made it through the winter just about. That means time to start kicking that social calendar back into gear. Those friends you owe a dinner to, invite them over, and include a special wine from Columbia Crest. White to red, you just can't go wrong with that name. Columbia Crest, right on the label for a nice dry red. Pop the cork in a bottle of Columbia Crest Merlot for that fabulous Cabernet Sauvignon. If you love the oaky taste of Chardonnay, ooh, hard to find people that don't. Columbia Crest's 87 that just arrived in the stores is their best yet. So if your entertaining plans call for a dinner with friends this weekend, how about if you start off with that Columbia Crest Sauvignon Blanc? Goes along great with any meal. You can't go wrong when you're lost in label land in your wine department of your favorite store. Your key to getting out of there alive with a sensational, award-winning wine from right here in Washington State, Columbia Crest. Remember those words, Columbia Crest, Patterson, Washington. Soft Rock 92.5 KLSY, enjoying a bit of a dry spell here at the Kirkland Roaster and Ale House, although I expected to get a few raindrops tonight while you're listening to Delilah Renee and Lights Out, and it looks like rain tomorrow, highs near 50 and 52 right now at KLSY. Soft Rock 92.5 KLSY with Boy Meets Girl, a duet with some Seattle roots, and doing Bring Down the Moon. It's Tim J. Hunter and Alice O'Porter at 5:43 on a Friday afternoon. Trying to steer you around those Friday afternoon traffic problems in our KLSY Traffic Center. Here's Jeannie Lockhart, brought to you by Kelly's Telephone Answering Service.
And drivers have had their hands full on northbound I-5 this afternoon. Northbound and southbound very heavy to the S-curves of 405.
Boy, I tell you, I know three people that had their four-leaf clovers, their rabbit's feet, and it paid off big time because they also had a KLSY radio bingo card. $30,000 on the line this week. And we ended up with three winners.
$10,000 each to Faith Gill of Boston, Sharon Jacobson of Kent, and Gail Hoffman of Redmond. Congratulations.
Now, I know. You're wondering, now, how did they do it? Well, I tell you what they did. I know for sure that Sharon and Faith went down to a Taco Time store, picked up their own radio bingo card, and they thought, hey, let's give this a try. And bingo. They won.
That's all it takes.
What you got to do is get down while supplies last, your nearest Taco Time, pick up a radio bingo card, then join the Breakfast Club for the first two numbers of game number four. Monday morning at 7:10 here on 92.5 KLSY.
It's a real pleasure to be speaking once again with Miss Grace Andrews, who's been a trainer with Kelly's Telephone Answering
Service. You today.
92.5 KLSY. It's Tim J. McHunter and Alice O'Porter coming to you live from the Kirkland Roaster and Ale House.
I'm sort of spent. I mean, it's been an afternoon of excitement.
What a day. We had Robert Julian, the singing bartender, here on stage. We've had Harrington McHenry and the Electric Shillelagh Band. We've got Dublin Joe going to be performing. They've got a lot going on here this afternoon. We'd like to thank the Kirkland Roaster for letting us come down here and have our party right here. And it is just packed. It sounds like we're having an open house, but we're really in Kirkland. And we should thank Limousines, etc. They helped us cruise around today.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a great time. And, Mike, I'd like to say Mike and Riley, our other driver, Riley, right, did a great job. We've been having some competitions this afternoon, too. We had, we had a jig-off, Irish jig.
Wait a minute. Maybe we better explain that.
An Irish jig-off.
Okay.
And good. They did a fantastic job. We had an Irish ice competition, and we had a green-off.
Right.
Whoever's the greenest won some emerald earrings from Fluent Company Jewelers, and we'd like to thank them for those. Also, I should mention, too, that Limousines, etc., some of the notables that they have chauffeured around town include the people we're going to hear from right now.
Oh, you're kidding.
The Pointer Sisters.
Woo-hoo.
On Soft Rock 92.5 KLSY.
You know, there's a lot more to share, but, you know, that's enough to get you into the St. Patrick's Day spirit. I swear, though, until my dying day, I am not going to wrap up a St. Patrick's Day Week podcast without working in Matt Rady as St. Patrick with the actual sound of St. Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland. Take it away, Matt.
All right, me slimy little friends. Is everybody buckled up? Okay, then, let's go.
And that will do it for this week's edition of the Wacky Week podcast. My name is Tim Hunter. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really do appreciate it. And we'll do it again next week. But until then, again, all I ask is one simple favor, and that is, laugh a little, would you?